श्री भगवान उवाच मैया सक्त मना पाथ जोग जिन्यन मदाश्रय प्रथम शान समग्र माम यथा गय शशि तत्सिंह The yoga system, which is known as Bhakti Yoga, Everyone is trying, not everyone, at the present moment, practically nobody wants to understand what is God. Everyone is busy to fulfill the desires and necessities of the world. Jashatma buddhi kunapi tridhatuke sadhik kalatra deshu haumai jadhi jatritha buddhi salilena parhichi janesu abhijyesu saeva gopa. Gokhara, go means cow, and khara means ass. So, according to Vedic culture, one who has accepted this material body as self, hatavuddhi kunapi tridhatuke, this body is a combination of matter and the living force within this body is not this combination of matter, it is the spirit soul. That one has to understand before coming to the platform of spiritual life. So long one is attached with this material body, it is not possible to understand what is spiritual life. If one continues to be attached to this material body, he is no better than gokhara. Cows and asses, animals. So our Vedic culture means that human culture, not animal culture. Animal culture means to satisfy the needs of the world. And Vedic culture or human culture means to satisfy the needs of the soul. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. One who is reading Bhagavad Gita, in India practically everyone reads, but because one does not take the instruction of Bhagavad Gita as it was instructed by Krishna, he cannot take the benefit of Bhagavad Gita's instruction. One tries to understand Bhagavad Gita by erudite scholarship or good position in the society, political, social, economical. But that is not the way to understand Bhagavad Gita. The way to understand Bhagavad Gita is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattadarshana. Unless we approach a person who is representative of Krishna and tattadarshi, who has seen the truth, jnani and full of knowledge, from him you can understand what is Bhagavad Gita, what is Bhagavan. Otherwise, you cannot understand. Naham prakasa sarvasya jhuva maya samavrita. If you remain covered by the material energy, then you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. The purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to understand real religious life. Religion means the order which is given by God to carry out. That is religion. Those who are unknown of this fact, they are not religious. They may be some faith or blind belief. But religion means dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Religion means the order or the law given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is it. So, to know God, the God His personality giving instruction. How to know God? Krishna says, Bhagavan Vacha. Yes, it is not Vasudeva, it's not speaking, Krishna said, because sometimes Krishna is misunderstood. Therefore, Vasudeva lies are said in this connection, Bhagavan Vacha. Bhagavan means the fully opulent samagrasa, aishadrasa samagrasa vidrasa. He is the most powerful, the supreme rich, supreme wise, supreme beautiful, and at the same time supremely renowned. This qualification makes one Bhagavan. The Krishna through Bhagavan Sam, that is the verdict of the creature. Ishara Parama Krishna, Bhagavan is also sometimes called Parameshwara. Ishara means the ruling power of the personality who controls. So, every one of us, we have got some controlling power, either in the society or family or community or government or international. Everyone has got some capacity to control, but nobody is supreme controller. Supreme controller means that he is no more controlled by anyone. Other controllers, they are controllers, but they are controlled by somebody else. The Krishna is not that kind of controller. He is the supreme controller, means he controls everyone, but nobody has above him to control. Therefore, he is called Parameshara. Ishara means controller. Ishara Parama, Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. He is not Niraka, Vigraha. Vigraha means form. But his form is different from our form. Therefore, he is described as Satchidananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means full of knowledge, and Ananda means full of transcendental bliss, eternal bliss. The beginning is eternal. So, eternal life, eternal, complete full knowledge, and eternal bliss. This is the composition of Krishna's body. But Murhas, rascals, they think Krishna as ordinary human being. Avajananti mana murha, manasin tanumasi. Fools and rascals, murha. Murha means fools and rascals. Because they see that Krishna is incarnation just like ordinary human being. Cousin of Arjuna or nephew of Kunti, like that. Parambhava Vajayanta. Krishna comes just like ordinary human being, but that does not mean he is ordinary human being. Therefore, Vyasadeva says, Bhagavan was. If you consider Krishna as ordinary human being, then you are missing the point. And I have already given the definition of Bhagavan. One of the qualifications of Bhagavan is Vishadjasya Samagrasya Vidyasya Dasasya Sriya Jnana. He has got full knowledge. He hasn't got to take knowledge from anyone else. Sābhāvikī jñāna. Bhagavān means sābhāvikī jñāna. Balakriyās. Natasya-kārjam karanam. This is Vedic instruction. Natasya-kārjam karanam ca vidyate. Natasya-sama adhikasya vidyate. Parāsya-sakti vividaiva sthirate. Sābhāvikī jñāna. Balakriyās. Sābhāvikī. All full knowledge. Aham sarvasya prabhava. He is the creator of everything. So how he got this knowledge to float these big, big planets in the air? That not there is knowledge. There is art. It's like you, when you float a big airplane in the sky, it requires knowledge. It requires technology, art, it is not flying automatically. That is a mistake. So, if to float an ordinary airship, it requires so much knowledge, so much technology. How much knowledge is there when you see that in the biggest planet, the sun is floating in the air and it is lying in one corner of the sky, and exactly in time it is rotating just as Brahmati Samhita Kala Chakra. There is knowledge, there is art who has fixed it. Therefore, in the Vedas it is said, just as Brahmati Samhita Kala Chakra. He is also rotating in the orbit by the order of Govinda. Govinda Madhi Purusam Samaham Vajha. So, there are so many things to learn and to understand what is God and what is Krishna. God means Krishna. Krishna through Bhagavan Sam. Natasha Sama Adhikatya Dishat. God means nobody is equal to him and nobody is greater than him. That is God. There is no competition that in this quarter there is one God and another neighborhood there is another God. Just like it has become a fashion. So many gods, competition is going on. No. There is no competition. Our God is one. Natasya kajyam karanam cha vidyate, natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. That is God. So, because God is complete in knowledge, therefore we have to take knowledge from Him. Not for the, from the person who has got incomplete knowledge. That knowledge is not perfect. We must take knowledge from the person. We have to take knowledge from the person. Tadbuddhi, panipati, na paripasne, na sima, upadakshanti, tadvijyanam, jnani, na tatvudha. We have to approach. Tadvijyanatham sa guru meva abhugatshe. We have to approach a superior person, guru, and take knowledge from. The most superior person is Krishna. You may doubt others, that may be, but when you come to Krishna, that is perfect knowledge. Krishna su Bhagavan Sam, Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vitra. So Krishna is so kind that he comes in one thing, we are calculating yesterday, what is, how many years after? You are there? Some billions of years after, we can calculate from the Shastra, because he comes once in the day of Brahma. The Brahma's duration of life is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga padjantam marhajat brahma nobhid. 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000 becomes 12 hours of Brahma, and similarly 12 hours at night, that is one day and night, such 30 times makes a month, such 12 times makes a year, and similarly 100 years is the duration of life of Brahma. So, according to Shastra, we understand, once in the day of Brahma, Krishna appears. Why does he appear? Jada jada hi dharmasya jnani bhavati tadatmanam sijami aham dharmasya jnani. What is that dharmasya jnani? Disobedience to Krishna's order. That is dharmasya jnani. Jada jada hi dharmasya. Dharma is one, as God is one. Similarly, dharma is also one. There cannot be many dharmas. There are many dharmas. Practically, we see Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, Buddha dharma, this dharma, so many dharmas. But real dharma is one. That means, explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, sabai gunshan paro dharma. Paro means transcendental. These are material dharma. I am Hindu, you are Muslim, you are Christian, you are this, you are that. These are means an attempt to raise oneself on the platform of real dharma. But real dharma is one for everyone. What is that? Sabai punsang paro dharma. That is transcendental dharma. যত ভক্তি অধুকারী এই ধর্ম বাই ফলোয়িং ফেলস ওয়ান বিকামস এ কৃষ্ণ কনসাস পার্সোনাল গডলি পার্সন ওয়ান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডস গড হিজ রিলেশনশিপ উইথ হিম অ্যান্ড অ্যাক্টিং অ্যাকর্ডিং টু দ্যাট রিলেশন দ্যাট ইজ রিয়েল ধর্ম আওয়ার everyone, all living entities, dharma means to know that we are eternal servants of God. That is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna instructs the same dharma, that you are the living entities, you are all my part and parcel, and it is your duty to cooperate with me without any reservation. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Parichchaya Mamekam Sarvam. So, the Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna personally when he was present for the benefit of the human society. For all nations, it is not for the Hindus or the Indians. It is for everyone. God is for everyone. Krishna also says, Sarva Joni Shukanti Asambhavanti Murtayaja Aham Bija Padapita Mamai Vansa Jiva Bhuta. Every living entity is part and parcel, and he is the supreme father of everyone. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to re-establish the real dharma, not fictitious dharma. That is Bhagavad dharma. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, the same thing is spoken. Where Krishna aims, Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma and Paritrajya Mami Tanga Saranang Bhaja. From the same point, back they begin Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadrasya Jataha Sanneya Itarasastra Arthi Suvabhijnastara. And he describes about dharma, dharma prudhita kaitavata. All cheating type of religious system are projita. Projita means to throw out, kick out. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is Bhagavad Dharma to teach throughout the whole world that God is great and we are small particles part and parcel of God. Our duty is to serve God. That is bhakti. Anupillena Krishna Anusilanam. When you favorably serve Krishna, be ready to get orders from Krishna and serve him. That is perfection of life. That is Sarva Dharma Anparitajya Mahamitam Saranam. And if we daily manufacture a kind of dharma according to my concoction, or we accept everything as real dharma, that is a mistake. Dharma means the order given by God, and if you follow that or execute that order as Arjuna did, then you are dharmic, you are religious. Just like Arjuna, he followed Krishna's order. Krishna wanted him to fight. Of course, you are a Kshatriya. His duty was to fight. And Krishna wanted him to fight. But he was hesitating because the other party with whom he had to fight, they happened to be his family member, most dear, he thanked some of them are nephews, some of them gurus, teachers, grandfather. So all of them, it was a family fight. So Arjuna was not willing to fight. But Krishna wanted to fight. And after learning from him the essence of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharma Ankurita Jamami Tam Sarvangaya, he agreed to fight. That is bhakti. Even by fighting, you can become a devotee. You have to carry out the order of Krishna. That is bhakti. So you must be qualified to know Krishna, then you must be qualified, or automatically you become qualified how to receive his order. This is the way. So unless you understand from where the order is coming, how the order giver is speaking, if you do not know the science, how you can talk with Krishna and receive his order? That is also not very difficult. Krishna says, Tritham satatujuktanam bhajatam priti purbhag. Anyone who is 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service, satatujuktanam, not sporadic, that 2 minutes I meditate upon Krishna, and then 23 hours, 68 minutes, 58 minutes, I remain to satisfy my senses. That is not Krishna bhakti. Krishna bhakti means sadhana-yuktam. 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness. Just like these boys are being trained up. They have not come to me for some monetary benefits. What monetary benefit I can give to them? They are rather bringing money, and I am constructing big temples. They are money. So, still, they are engaged in carrying out my order. There is no payment, no monetary benefit, because they have understood me that he is representative of Krishna. That we have to find out the representative of Krishna. That is also not very difficult. Who is representative of Krishna? Representative of Krishna is he who simply repeats the instruction of Krishna, does not say anything nonsense. He is representative. Krishna says, Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyajimam namus. He does not say any big bombastic thing. Very simple thing. Do they always think of me? Do they become my devotees? Worship me? And offer obeisance. It doesn't require any PhD education to learn these whole things. Anyone, even a child can do it. It is very easy. If you daily see the deity in the temple, or if you have a deity at home, even a child will be practiced to think of Krishna. It is not at all easy. And if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that is also thinking of Krishna. Samanmana. And if you continue this, then Madhvaka, you become a devotee. Manmana, Bhavaman Bhakta. Amadhyadi. Then if you can offer to Krishna. Is it very expensive? No. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yomi bhaktya prajit. You can offer Krishna little water or a tulsi leaf. Hare tulsi leaf means not available to any leaf. He does not say tulsi leaf. So, what is the difficulty to secure a little water, a leaf? or a small flower, patram pushpam phalam soyam. The real thing is bhakti. Patram pushpam phalam soyam. So, one bhakta, if you are poorest of this world, he can become a devotee. If you want to become a devotee of Krishna, there is no impediment throughout these three worlds within the universe. You can become a devotee. It is so easy. If you want to be a rich man, it requires so much trouble. Rather, so long you do not desire to become a rich man, you are peaceful. And as soon as you desire to become a rich man, hey, the whole activity begins. How to acquire money? This way, this way. So, everyone tries to become rich man because generally one thinks that at old age I'll get some income and I shall sit down very peacefully. So you are already sitting down peacefully. Why you take another means? Of course, these things we are not going to discuss. But bhakti means no desire. Anna vilasita asannam. Then bhakti is very easy. Anna vilasita asannam jnana karma dhanadvikam. People are very busy for knowledge and creative activities. Everyone in Bombay is working so hard day and night to get some result. And the gyanis, when they are disgusted, they try to become gyani. Gyani generally means to one who wants liberation, mukti, by merging into the existence. The bhakti is about this. Jnana karma dhanavritam. If you want to become a bhakta, then you have to disregard the process of fruitive activity and the speculative method of understanding God. Jnana karma dhanavritam. Then what I have to do? Anukulena krishna nisiranam bhakti yuttam. Simply you have to be ready to execute the order of Krishna, Bhagavan. Anukullena. What Krishna says you have to do. That's like a servant. Servant faithfulness is, as soon as the master orders something, he is ready. You have to be ready. So to become ready to serve Krishna does not require much knowledge or very advanced intuitive activities. These are material things. Spiritually, when you understand that you are eternal servant of God, Krishna, and if you become fully convinced and do the needful, then you are liberated immediately. Mukti means, it is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, mukti hitya anathaya rupam sarupena avasthit. If you understand that you are eternal servant of Krishna, that is mukti. And so long you are thinking that you are master of something, that is bondage. This is the difference between mukti and bondage. Bondage means to think of becoming master, I am the lord of this universe, or I am trying to become a lord or master. This is bondage. And when you fully understand Krishna and become engaged in his service, there is mukti. So for a devotee, there is no question of mukti. A devotee is already mukti. Why? Krishna says, aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhayiṣyāmi. Immediately, as soon as you surrender to me, immediately I give you protection. You are awaiting some fruitive result of your past karma. That is bondage. You have to take birth and you have to serve according to that karma. That from that position you are immediately liberated. Ahankar sarupa pibha. Moksha shant. Then you are mukta. So if you remain in the position to serve Krishna, then you are always mukta. Mukti mukulita anjali sevati yatma. A great devotee, Binlamangal Thakur, he said, this mukti mukulita anjali, with folded hands, she is standing at my door. What can I do for you? Made silent. The devotee is not after mukti. Because they are already muktas. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tat parasena nirmalam. He is already nirmal. Without the things of material mode. Therefore he is able to serve Krishna. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti richat. So, Krishna personally instructing Bhagavad Gita to understand him, so we should take advantage of this. Otherwise, we are missing this opportunity, this human form of life. Krishna is not teaching Bhagavad Gita to some cats and dogs. He is teaching to the most influential person. The Bhagavad Gita is meant for the Rajarshi. Very rich, opulent, at the same time saintly person. Formerly all the kings were Rajarshi. Raja and Rishi combined to them. So the Bhagavad Gita is not meant for the lower class. It is to be understood by the heads of the society. Jajjata acharati sreshtha tattas ipavitare jana. So those who are claiming to be the leaders of the society, they must learn Bhagavad Gita, how to become practical and actual leader. Then the society will be benefited. And if we follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna, then all problems will be solved. It is not a sectarian religious sentiment of fanaticism. It is not that. It is a science. Social science, political science, cultural science. Everything is there. So our request is that every one of you become a guru. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. He wants that everyone must become a guru. How? And that he says, Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya Taro Eide. Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. This is guru. Suppose you are family members, so many living entities, your sons, your daughter-in-law, your children, you can become their guru. Exactly like this, you can sit down in the evening and talk about Bhagavad Gita. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bole. You haven't got to manufacture something. The instruction is there. You simply repeat and let them hear. You become guru. It is not difficult at all. So that is our preaching. We do not want to become alone guru. But we want to preach in such a way that every chief man or any man, he can become guru and his surroundings. Anyone can do that. Even a coolie, he cannot. He has got family, he has got friends. So, even though he is illiterate, he can hear the instruction of Krishna and he can preach this way. This we want. and he invites all respectable gentlemen, leaders, to learn this. It is very simple. Manmana bhagavad bhakta madhyaji manamastu. And by executing this order of Krishna, he assures, Mame vaishasi, he comes to Jagrapyana nivartanti tadhama paramamama. Taptadi hang punarjanmanaiti, Mame iti kauntya. Very easy thing. So our only request is the leaders of the society to take up the teachings of Bhagavad Gita very seriously, learn himself and teach to others. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not at all difficult, it's very easy, everyone can do it. But the result will be that as soon as you understand, people understand Krishna, janma karma may be bhang, jo janati tattvata. Anyone who understands Krishna, the result is takta de hum punarjanma naiti. After giving up this body, he does not accept any more material body. He stays in his spiritual identity and enjoys the society of Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Gopi Jana Vallabha. Krishna, Krishna Vrindavan means that Krishna is the center. He is the lovable object of everyone. The gopi, the cowherd's boys, the cups, the cows, the trees, the food, fruits, flowers, the father, mother, everyone is attached to Krishna. That is Vrindavan. So this is the replica, this Vrindavan. And there is real Vrindavan. This is also real. In the absolute, there is no difference. But for our understanding, there is original Vrindavan. Chintamani prakara sadhanasu karvavrikkalakta vrita yutukuravi ravipalayantam Lakshmi sahastha sata samrama sevamanam Govindamadi bhuritam tamangaja Venum tangantam arabinda dalarthasyam Varahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam Pandatva koti kamaniya visita somam Govindam. This is the description. Goloka, Vrindavan. There is harm. Beyond this material birth. So, if we like, we can go there. Madhyadinopi janti ma. Krishna says. We can go to the heart planted system. Janti deva bata devan kitrin janti vitrik bata. Bhute ja janti bhute. Madhyadinopi janti ma. If you are preparing to go to some other better planet, that is the chance in the human being. But if you live like cats and dogs, then where is promotion, where is Krishna, where is Guru, everything is spoiled. Our only request is don't spoil your time, valuable time. Be prepared for being transferred to Krishna, and the method is described in the Bhagavad Gita, take it and leave it. Thank you very much.